Hi, welcome to Coffee Time with HK Vietnam, a multilingual podcast informing the audiences about business development, investment opportunities, education in Vietnam, and so much more. My name is Ninh Trang, the host of this podcast, and today, together with our guests, I will guide you through our discussions about a very interesting topic, Long An, Emerging Investment Destination in Vietnam. As the gateway to the Mekong Delta, Long An's economy was focused on agriculture for the longest time. However, in recent years, the province has emerged as an industrial hub. Long An, strategically located at the crossroads of Tiền Giang, Đồng Tháp, Tây Ninh and Ho Chi Minh City to the north, with Cambodia to the east, boasts a network of rivers and canals spanning 8,912 kilometers. Anchored by the Vàm Cỏ Đông and Vàm Cỏ Tây rivers alongside the pivotal Xoài Rạp, Long An serves as a vital gateway for manufacturers and logistics, facilitating seamless trade of raw materials and agricultural products to Ho Chi Minh City, the largest consumption market. With unparalleled accessibility, Long An connects effortlessly to Ho Chi Minh City through a well-developed road network and river infrastructure, complemented by its proximity to Tân Sơn Nhất Airport, a mere 38 kilometers away, offering convenient national and international connectivity. Furthermore, the upcoming Long Thanh Airport in Đồng Nai is easily accessible from this province, reinforcing Long An's position as a key hub in the region. In the podcast today, we have two conversations about the development of an industrial hub and human resources in Long An to know more about why people call Long An an emerging investment destination in Vietnam. First, let's listen to the conversation between Mr. Marco Vander, Chief Representative of AHK Vietnam, and Ms. Jenny Nguyen, General Director of KCN Vietnam.
Okay, now finally we are here. We arrived at the KCN Phu An Thanh Industrial Zone. Here in Long An, and I have the outstanding pleasure to meet Ms. Jenny Nguyen, the General Director of KCN here in Long An. And thank you very much for your time and that we have the opportunity to talk to you.
Thank you.
And maybe we are standing here. I see the environment. I see that a lot of things are going on. Mm-hmm. You have some investors already in place. Mm-hmm. Could you share a bit more about your project here?
So KCN Phu An Thanh is one of our 8 projects mm-hmm. of KCN Vietnam. We're committed to providing not only ready-built factories, but also ready-built hybrids, which I had explained that it's a combination flexible to tenants' needs, whether it's warehousing or factories. Mm-hmm. And it is situated on an expansive area of 13.4 hectares of land. And specifically in Long An, Phu An Thanh Industrial Park, it's a very strategic location for mm-hmm. investors who are in manufacturing in industries such as textile, metal, food processing, and mm-hmm. animal feed. With its strategic location, we believe that KCN Phu An Thanh would be able to cater towards a diverse base of clientele mm-hmm. demand.
Okay, super. This is very interesting. Could you share, so who's currently your biggest investor here?
The biggest tenant we have here in Phu An Thanh is a Singaporean home appliance tenant. Okay. They specialize in making, I believe, home purifiers for the air. Mm-hmm. They're from Singapore, manufacturing Malaysia. Mm-hmm. So that's our current biggest tenant here.
And I guess you have also some investors coming from Korea or from Japan?
Not particularly in this location, mm-hmm. but in our other localities, we do have other investors from mm-hmm. Korea, Japan, America. We have Swiss, German, I think, as well mm-hmm. in one of our locations. Mm-hmm. So a very diverse pool of tenants we have across our projects.
Yeah. When I walk around here, I see already some very impressive solar roof projects. Could you share a bit about your strategy regarding sustainability, mm-hmm. What is the trend, and maybe also what are your goals for the future?
So we understand that it's really important for our tenants moving forward that we're mm-hmm. ESG compliant. Right. So we're definitely building out that framework for KCN. Mm-hmm. Right now, in the foreseeable future, we are installing solar panel roofs throughout all of our localities so that our tenants can access clean energy, mm-hmm. which is important. Moving forward, we're also in our newer projects, we're going to be LED certified, mm-hmm. which allows efficiency, especially with energy savings. Mm-hmm. And I hope that moving forward, KCN can focus more on providing aid with governance in localities to mm-hmm. help develop a better foundation mm-hmm. for the workforce and just overall bring up the local economy.
Mm-hmm. So you are promoting both so green energy sources, but mm-hmm. also improvements regarding energy efficiency.
Yes.
Right. And I can see, so it's really impressive what you did here in the past. I also saw already also some sources for green energy. I mm-hmm. think this is really a significant trend mm-hmm. right now. This is also what is needed, what we also hear from our potential German investors. Mm-hmm. So maybe you share a bit what are the future plans, what are the upcoming projects, mm-hmm. What is important for you in the future?
I think sustainability is definitely an important factor in our investment in the future. Mm-hmm. So right now, in the foreseeable future, we will install solar panels on all of our factories nationwide. Mm-hmm. We're working with an external partner that will supply solar energy once tenant has moved in. Mm-hmm. It is important for us, and we know for your investors as well, that eventually manufacturing shifts towards a more sustainable future. So that is definitely in our plans for our future development. Mm-hmm. And we're looking into other methods that the team is currently discussing, whether it's waste management or just helping efficiency with mm-hmm. our lighting systems and everything. It's something that we would really prioritize moving mm-hmm. forward.
And I guess for skilled workforce, so you're also closely cooperating with the vocational training schools here?
We have connections to the vocational mm-hmm. training schools here. It's important for us to develop a good relationship with these places, because when one of the biggest questions when tenants move, especially to a new location, is the available workforce. Mm-hmm. And Long Ang being in vicinity to the city, you can mm-hmm. actually find that there are a big pool of highly skilled workers mm-hmm. just because it's commutable from Ho Chi Minh mm-hmm. City.
Okay. And from your personal view, or if you would have a dream, so from which industry so the next investors will come?
If we were to have more tech investors, that would be a dream for KCN.
Okay.
Especially in the north, where we know a lot of the tech manufacturing is. But mm-hmm. we just hope that we see more of more FDIs, because I think in this past year it mm-hmm. has been a bit challenging since COVID,
right.
and everything's a bit slower now with mm-hmm. the economy. So we just hope that we see more investors, foreign direct investments mm-hmm. moving forward.
Okay, thank you very much. I think it's really impressive. It's a great project, and I can just invite you, come here, have a look. It's really a fantastic investment opportunity here in the south of Vietnam, very close to Ho Chi Minh City in the Long An province. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mr. Vander and Ms. Jenny, for an interesting conversation about KCN Phu An Thanh in Long An province. Now, we move to the second interview with a representative of the vocational training units to learn more about why Long An attracts foreign investments. Welcome to Mr. Lê Quốc Hùng, principal of Long An College, and Ms. Giang Dao from HK Vietnam.
So, ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to talk with Mr. Lê Quốc Hùng, the principal of Long An College. Mr. Hùng, could you please tell more about your school visions and missions in trainings in human resources for the province Long An?
Trường Cao đẳng Long An hiện nay là trường cao đẳng công lập duy nhất của tỉnh Long An. Trường có 4 cơ sở. Long An College is currently the only public college in Long An Province. The school's mission is to be a vocational education facility that trains high-quality human resources in multiple disciplines and at multiple levels, with knowledge, professional skills, and work style to meet the needs of the labor market in the future.
Thank you so much. So what about the role of Long An College in contributing, you know, to improve the high quality labor source of Long An Province, and at the end of the day, you can attract more high value FDI investment into the province?
Currently, Long An College plays an important role in training high-quality human resources for the province. Our college has four advantages as follows. The first is the only public college in the province. The second is that the college-affiliated facilities are located near industrial areas of the province, which are very convenient for vocational training. Third, leaders of the provincial party committee, People's Committee and district committees from the provincial to district levels are very interested in streamlining work to create a source of enrollment for the school. And the fourth special thing is that the college has two international projects. Firstly, we are supported by the German International Cooperation Organization ZIZ in electronic mechanics according to German standards, and supporting the college to strive to become a high-quality college by 2025. The second is that we receive a project from Australian government through the Oxford Skill Program to support the school in training human resources in logistics according to Australian standards.
And you mentioned about the training program that your school is now collaborating with GIZ. For what occupation and how many students are now participating in such a program, and how many people are already successfully graduated?
The school was supported by ZIZ with 1.7 million euro to invest in purchasing mechatronics vocational training equipment according to German standards. Through the process of being supported, the internal strength of the school is very developed, and the level of capacity of the management departments as well as lecturers are very good. Every year, the school enrolls and trains over 100 mechatronics vocational students at intermediate and college levels. Currently, for the mechatronics businesses, they have very stable jobs and very high income, working right in Long An Province.
Yes, exactly. This is a very great asset for your province in the future. If German businesses are interested in investing in here, so they can, you know, combine with the new vocational training program of the HK Vietnam, you know, according to the German standards, directly, you know, like on site in the hometown. Thank you very much for your sharing.
Thank you very much for listening to our podcast Coffee Time with HK Vietnam, episode 40, with the topic Long An, Emerging Investment Destination in Vietnam. We hope the conversations of our guests have brought you several insights and helpful information about Long An. Check us out at our website and social media channels for more up-to-date information. And especially, don't forget to subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. AHK Vietnam is your reliable partner in rolling out a strategic investment in Vietnam, as well as developing your business endeavors within the Vietnamese market. Thanks again, and see you in the next episode.